This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 247 for Monday, February 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, recovering from overnight losses and choppy trade. Canola is 70 cents to over $3 higher, March up 330 at $694.90 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the buying interest, as crush margins saw some improvement. Ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand going forward also remained supportive. However, Chicago soybeans are a bit weaker in early activity, putting some pressure on values. Overbought price signals also limited the upside. The nearby March contract traded as high as $699.90 per ton at one point this morning, but was unable to break above that psychological $700 mark. In the U.S., soybeans are narrowly mixed, as is corn, with wheat lower. Soybeans up a penny to down 3 cents, March 3 cents lower at $13.67 per bushel. Rains in Brazil over the weekend had a mixed influence on the market, with that moisture helping alleviate dryness concerns in some areas, but also leading to possible harvest delays in other regions where the crops are farther along. The Brazilian harvest is estimated to be about 2% complete. That compares with the normal for this time of year, closer to 10%. Corn, it's mostly lower now, 2 cents lower in the March contract at $5.45 per bushel. Solid export demand had helped corn hit fresh contract highs overnight before profit-taking came forward to weigh on prices. The USDA announced export sales of 125,000 tons of corn to Mexico and an additional 110,000 tons to Japan this morning. Wheat futures are lower across the board. Minneapolis down 7 cents in the March contract at $6.26 per bushel. Kansas City down 13 cents at $6.25 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 10 cents in March at $6.53 per bushel. Heavy precipitation across the southern U.S. plains over the weekend accounted for the selling, as a rain makes grain mentality weighed on prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.